I'm still reading from Round and About, and this is headed Local Life, Creative Currents. Meet Wallingford artist Sarah Lefebvre, whose work and community spirit brighten the town. If you've moved in Wallingford's creative circles, you may already know local artist Sarah Lefebvre. Her vibrant mixed-media work often carries subtle echoes of the Thames. Having lived in Wallingford High Street for 8 years, and previously in Cromarsh Gifford, the river has quietly shaped her style, flowing, layered, full of story. Sarah, who is also a game designer, is inspired by nature and living with neurodivergence. She lives with one naughty Bengal-adjacent cat who provides equal parts chaos and inspiration. When she's not creating art, she's building community in other ways, especially through her passion for board games. She runs her own open game night at the Comrades Club on the second Tuesday of every month. And she's also a regular at the Wallingford Board Game Society at Hithercroft. All are welcome, she says. The joy of games is that they bring people together across ages, backgrounds and moods. Supporting local makers is also central to Sarah's world. She gives a heartfelt shout out to Ed at the Elysian Collective, who proudly displayed her work when she first found the courage to share it publicly. The Wallingford Arcade is another favourite haunt, especially the infamous junk shop. It's not junk, she insists. It's found objects for making art. When it comes to food and drink, Sarah knows exactly where to go. Avanti remains her go-to restaurant. Always a great meal and a wonderful experience, she says, thanks to Luca. She also praises Dave and Emma at the Cross Keys for excellent ales and lively quiz nights. And for the best afternoon tea in town, Phil and Laura at the Wallingford Tea Rooms every time. Looking ahead, Sarah is excited for Art Weeks, both as a participant and an enthusiastic art seeker. She finds endless inspiration in the community spirit of Wallingford's festivals, especially Bunkfest and the town's fireworks displays. There's something wonderful about living somewhere with such strong, positive shared experience, she says. That sense of belonging flows into my work. Sarah is also part of a collective of artists exploring new ways to make art more accessible. We want to get beautiful, original work into more homes, she explains. They're looking to collaborate with interior designers and property dressers, as well as offering payment plans, flash sales and workshops to help people access art they love, including bespoke commissions. And her wish for the world? That we move away from polarisation and back to civil discourse. People are so angry. Art helps with that, truly. Making space to be creative gives people somewhere to put the things they can't always say. It's a sentiment that captures Sarah's work perfectly. Thoughtful, connective, and rooted in community.